It's Nick Sirianni. It is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. I'm trying to put myself in a headspace where I can be optimistic about the rest of the season. And I'm looking at the point we are in the season right now. And we're at a similar point where they were last year, where they sort of turned it around. Everybody talks about the bye week and 2-2, but it was really not the first game after the bye. Because the first game after the bye was the Cleveland game that they won 2016 that Nick ended up yelling at the fans during of. We had that all that controversy. Mm-hmm. And it was all this controversy. It was really the next week and the next game is when I really started to believe in Sirianni, because there was the controversy around Nick. The team was 3-2, but ultimately nobody felt that good about the team. And they went in and they played the Giants and they won 28-3. And not only did they win 28-3, but Saquon Barkley rushed for 170 yards. And from that point on, right, they lost only one game. It was the Washington game where Jalen got hurt. Mm-hmm. And that was sort of the moment that they turned it on. And we've said a lot of, or our guests at least, have said a lot of, it's early and you have time and at least they've won. And they are. They're 4-2, and there's nobody in the NFC aside from Tampa that only has one loss. I think it's just Tampa. So from a record standpoint, they're in a totally fine position. But I think we are at the point now where from a play standpoint, the way the team plays is going to have to start improving, not just a little bit. From an offensive perspective, it has to improve a lot or else it's not going to be, we're going to be at the midpoint of the season very, very quickly. Mm-hmm. This Minnesota game on Sunday reminds me a little bit of the Giants game last year, in that if they don't do something here, I'm going to start to lose faith that they're ever going to do something. In that the way they've played up to this point is not a 13-win football team. I don't think it's a 12-win football team.
Well, they didn't look like a 13-win team at this point last year either.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. But going into the New York, that's when the recipe started. Was the New York game.
Yeah, and people still complain 4 or 5 weeks, 6 weeks later.
Sure.
About the passing offense wasn't where it needed to be.
But in retrospect, we had something we could put our faith in,
sure.
And that was the performance of Saquon.
Sure.
The problem I'm having at this point is I look around, and I don't know what the thing that is going to lead us is.
Well, no, the problem you have is that you don't have patience.
No.
The problem. You don't have patience.
No, and I don't think that's the problem.
Well, that is, because you're not giving it time.
Well, but what, why do they need time? What time do they need?
Well, they need time to get their offense. Here's the thing.
Yeah.
I don't know what it is the offense needs to look like for you to be okay with it.
How about not?
Hold on. You just went for a minute there. Let me cook for a second. First of all, the passing game has improved the last 2 weeks. We can talk about the deep ball to AJ. We can talk about the deep ball to Devontae, the pick. I get that. 280 yards passing in two straight games versus what I saw the first 4 weeks of the season. That's light years improvement. Light years improvement. Right? We agree? 280 yards passing? Back-to-back weeks?
The numbers are improved, but when you watch it, it certainly...
It looks better.
Okay.
The passing game doesn't look...
I mean,
how do you go from throwing 90 yards a game to 280 and then we don't like any of it?
I mean, in the last three games, they've scored one touchdown in the second half.
Okay.
One.
Okay.
One touchdown in three games.
I said the passing game.
There have been moments.
That's... We said improvement.
No.
So... Hold on. We said improvement. We said improvement. The passing game has improved since the beginning of the season. That's factual. Like, that's a fact. It may not be to your liking, but it has improved. The running game needs to improve. And then the offense will complement itself. And we need to quit getting players injured. Players getting injured, not being in, I don't know, how the offense is ever going to get to a point where they are just clicking on all cylinders. And I think sometimes we look back at last year and we think, okay, after that Giants game, everything was smooth sailing from that point on with the offense. It wasn't. It just was not. The passing game still was up and down at times. That's why they finished 29th in the league throwing the ball. Only difference is that Saquon isn't the same Saquon, the running game isn't the same running game as it was a year ago. So it puts more pressure on your passing game to be better. And if we're going to become predictable where we're throwing the ball 70% of the time, it's going to be difficult at times. I tell you, Brian Flores is the defensive coordinator in Minnesota. Ain't going to get much easier Sunday in the dome on the road. Just telling you. That's not an offense that you look to get your comeuppance on and get your get back on. Like, that's going to be difficult on the road. That's another one of those games where you say to yourself, you win it by any means necessary, and you keep chugging away. And I can't ignore what everybody else is doing around the league, because the Eagles, sure, they aren't playing to the Super Bowl standard that's been set out there, but when I look at the rest of the conference, I don't see another team out there that's a juggernaut. Detroit just lost on the road to a team everybody thought was dead in the Kansas City Chiefs. They just lost. Tampa Bay. Here's what I'll tell you about Tampa Bay. When you live on the tightrope like Tampa Bay does, that all comes to an end in January. I've seen it. I've seen teams start off hot and fizzle out. Minnesota last year. I've seen it. It's usually the teams that get cooking around week 7, week 8, and they start rolling then. Those are the teams that are the strongest ones the second half of the season going into the playoffs. So the Eagles do have time on their hands. Now, I don't know if they're going to do it, but they have the time and history on their side, meaning that they got 11 games left plus a bye week, and they've done this before. Now, if they can't get out of their own way, then that'll be their own detriment. But they got the pieces there that this season is far from over. I'm not afraid of Green Bay. I'm not afraid of Detroit. I'm not afraid of the Rams. We already beat Tampa. Who else in the NFC should I be looking at?
Do you think any of those teams are afraid of the Eagles?
No.
Okay.
Well, I agree. My only point is that they can lose just like we can lose, and we can win just like they can win.
Of course. But yeah. but again, my
– And we have the experience.
And I don't think this has anything to do with patience. You being six games into the season, which is a third of the season,
yeah,
you should at least have one part of your game that says – This part of our game is performing at a good level, a top 10 level. Their running game is not. They're not even top 15.
Sure.
Their defense is not. The secondary is not. The defensive line is not. And the pass game is not. Has it been better the last couple of weeks? Sure, it's been better, but it's also not been something that can carry you. I don't think anyone would say that our pass game is something that can carry.
Well, if our defense showed up the other night, maybe we win that game. Defense didn't even show up.
We scored 17 points against the Giants.
Yeah, I know. And we gave up 34 against the Giants.
And we didn't score in the second half.
I know.
We should not.
I know, but we're giving up points every drive is the point I'm making.
And we're not scoring any.
Yeah.
So, yes, if the defense was better, sure. But we don't have, like, from a personnel standpoint, I don't know how much better the defense is going to be.
They can play better than they did Thursday night.
Sure, and the offense can play better than they did on Thursday. They can both play better than they did on Thursday night. Which brings me to my original point, is that if it does not start soon, given the point of where we are in the season, because this is, I'm not saying that we were a finished product after the Giants game. I'm saying
nowhere near.
No, but there was a path, right? There was a path. The defense was coming together.
We didn't know that at the time, though.
But we can look in retrospect.
Yeah, it's easy to do that now in retrospect. In the heat of the moment, you weren't telling me how great the team was and they were getting ready to go win the Super Bowl.
No, but
we were still complaining about the passing
game.
But
I can tell you after the Giants. No.
We were still complaining about the passing
game.
Yes,
but I
can tell. So then the offense was not complete.
But I can tell you after that game, I believe that they came together. You can go look at the tape. I gave Sirianni credit. We had a Saquon Barkley run for 170 yards.
Yeah.
We don't have
against
any
a weak
of that.
Giant team.
Yes, and against a weak Giant team, we just get our asses kicked on
I'm
Thursday.
I'm talking about last year.
And I'm talking about this year.
I know. No, your point is that you're trying to tell me after that Giants game, you had all this faith.
No.
And that's what I'm challenging. I'm telling you, even after that Giant game, there were still complaints about the offense, and they got better. That's the point that I'm making, is that they got better after that.
But there were signs. There were signs at that point that there was already significant improvement on the defense and significant improvement in the running game. And by the way, the running game was there the first 4 weeks of the season. We weren't.
It was where?
Saquon Barkley looked great the first four weeks
of last
of the
year.
Yes.
He didn't look great against Tampa.
He had one big run against Tampa.
He didn't look great against Cleveland.
He looked great against Green Bay. He probably had four or five big plays up until that point. At this point, we have zero.
We already know he was better last year.
Yes. So that's what.
But if the offensive line is injured, what are we going to do about that? What do you want him to do? The offensive line can't block.
One player on the offensive line is injured. One. Cam Jurgens, big money player, still there.
Lane was in and out of the lineup.
Yep, he's still there.
Was he not dealing with an injury?
This year you're talking about?
Didn't he come out in two games?
Yes, and he was there the full game on Thursday night. Yeah. My point is, you want to talk about injuries. Tampa had plenty of injuries yesterday.
I don't give a damn about Tampa.
You're the one that brought up Tampa.
I don't care about Tampa.
Mike Evans injured. Godwin injured.
I brought up Tampa to say I'm not afraid of Tampa because they're 4-1.
I know. But if we want to talk about.
Break down Tampa.
If we want to talk about the reasons why we are not succeeding and we want to put that on injuries.
That's why the running game
isn't working. Well, I could say Tampa's pass game shouldn't work without Godwin and Mike Evans.
Tampa. So what do you want to tell me? Saquon? Done?
No, I'm not saying.
So why is the running game not working?
It is both Saquon and the offensive line. Okay. They're not performing well.
Okay.
And I'm saying after 6 weeks, they were performing well last year.
Okay.
All right?
I didn't argue that.
Okay. 215-592.
I didn't argue that. I just said the team was, they still were getting better from that point is all I said. They weren't a finished product just because they beat up the lowly Giants last year.
No, but again.
And nobody was even buying them after that Giants
game.
And
we got our asses kicked by the lowly Giants.
I know, but I'm talking about last year and where you are from a patient standpoint, where you've already decided if this thing doesn't turn around Sunday is going to be a tough game. In Minnesota against another tough defense on the road. I don't know how great they're going to look Sunday. I don't know.
Oh, well, but if they win. Which week should they look good in? 10,
12? My point is that if they win and they're 5-2, we'll pick apart what didn't look good, but they'll be 5-2.
At what point this season should the offense look good?
By the bye week.
Okay, so two more weeks.
If that's when the bye week is.
That is. We have two more games, Minnesota and the Giants.
Yes. All right. Now, looking good is subjective. We do realize that, right? So that's opinions. Unless you set a bar.
We've been on the same page so far about whether they've looked good or not.
Well, I just said the passing game has improved the last two weeks.
Improved.
And you didn't like that. Because it's subjective.
Okay.
I've said it the last 2 weeks. I like what the passing game has been. I like the fact they added explosive plays. I've been saying that for 2 weeks, right? Yeah, for 2 weeks, because it's been happening for 2 weeks.
Okay, I don't think the pass game has looked that good.
I know that,
but
I'm saying that's why I said it's subjective.
Okay, 215-592-9494. Donovan McNabb joins us next, as he does every Monday at 4 o'clock. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.